Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to The Zurian Show. The Zurian Show brings and shares powerful and useful information to our listeners. The show is great for those looking for the positive in the world. The goal of the show is to share great information on a number of topics and great subjects. Many of the subjects covered are not only great information, but helpful insights. The Zurian Show even shares some of life's greatest lessons from time to time. Thank you for listening, and now to our host, Zurian.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Zurian Show, and as always, we hope that we find you in the best of health, wealth, happiness, and of course, good spirits. Today, ladies and gentlemen, we are blessed with the opportunity to have on again Miss Lisa Tillman Page. Lisa is a phenomenal human being, an amazing individual, and somebody that is truly gifted, also gifted with the passion of being able to help people and share with people the greatness that she has within herself and within others. Lisa is one of those people that is truly gifted in the sense that she's able to take her knowledge and be able to transfer that knowledge to other people in her passion to help people to grow and to develop in their passions, their dreams, their business, and all of the above. Today's show is on stress and anger management, and Lisa, who is soon to be a PhD holder, or to have her MED, is the president and lead consultant at BT Page Consulting in Atlanta, Georgia. However, her client base is all over the place, and in a sense of being able to help businesses to grow. But anyway, to not take any of the thunder away from the lady I call, oh, great one. Lisa, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Brian.
I'm sorry, Lisa, that was me. I lost you. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Still not as good as you, but there's always hope and prayer. So today you're going to talk with us about stress and anger management. But before that, could you tell the listeners a little bit about you, please?
All right. Well, I must say I come from the great state of Connecticut, Hartford, Connecticut to be exact, and we are on a high with the UConn Huskies guys and ladies basketball championships, so I had to put that in there. But I live now in Atlanta, have been here for 25 years, and I have been on a purpose-driven path, and that is to help people, along with myself, to manage stress better. To recognize it in ourselves in hopes that we can live more full lives. And within that, managing your stress and it is a lot of recognizing who you are and how you interact with other people so that you can have healthy relationships, that you can communicate effectively. And so I have a company, as you said, it's DT Page Consulting, and we do one-on-one personal and professional mentor coaching. We do seminar leadership and training for small and large groups, and we also do document and program development. So I'm very excited to be here once again.
Outstanding. Well, we truly appreciate having you and you sharing your great and, of course, priceless knowledge with all of the people that listen to the Zurian Show, be it that it's an archive show or a live show. So with that said, tell us a little bit more about stress and, of course, better anger management.
Okay. Well, first I have a question for you. Can you live without stress?
No.
You are absolutely right. The definition of stress is anything that causes a change. So anything that causes a change in you is stress. So if you are standing still and a wind comes by and it kind of knocks you over, that's stress. It's the stress, the force of that wind that pushes you. And stress doesn't always have to be a negative thing, but it's anything that causes a change in your current state, whether it be internal or external. And a lot of people say, oh, I just want to be stress-free. Well, to be stress-free is to be dead. And so, you know, there aren't many people who wish they were dead, and for those that do, we actually, you know, hope and pray they get some assistance with that. But what we really want to do is be able to lessen the stress that we have and to manage it better. And so to do so is it calls for a healthier life. It calls for healthier and more effective relationships. And one of the things that I want to kind of wrap around this stress and anger management conversation we're having today is how it can affect your bottom line, how stress management and anger management has benefits to your bottom line, whether it is personal or professional. So we are talking about stress and anger management, and we know that stress is anything that causes a change. And there are four different types of stress. People just think stress is automatically anything negative, but there are actually four types. One is eustress. And eustress is that optimal stress, the stress that you see athletes put themselves under when they are preparing for the Olympics or the National Basketball Championship or the Super Bowl. But it's also the stress that candidates put themselves under when they are running for office. People want to be at their best. And so that is eustress, that great, you know, I'm doing the best I can and I'm going to, you know, run 20 miles every day so that when it gets to my event in the Olympics, then I'm going to have that stamina. And then the next kind of stress is the stress that most people equate with the word stress, and that's negative stress. And negative stress is worry or concern and, you know, when things aren't going right. And, you know, life is a cycle, and so things don't always go right, but, you know, you have your highs and you have your lows. So there are some negative stressful things that come about. Negative stress could be getting married. You know, you're trying to make sure all the arrangements are working out. You're trying to make sure you've got all the best men and all the bridesmaids and everybody's, you know, coming in on time. And so that can cause, even though that's a great event that's happening, that can cause negative stress. And then you have distress. Distress leads to dis-ease. And what distress is an abundance and an overabundance of negative stress. It is excessive worry. It is depression. It's not being able to sleep. It's constantly feeling that weight on your shoulder. So that's distress. And distress, again, leads to dis-ease. And there are so many diseases that people are living with right now that are caused by stress. So, you know, you've got hypertension. You have high cholesterol. People can't sleep. They sleep too much. They eat too much, or they lose their appetite. Their digestive system, the irritable bowel, all of that. You know, the food just does not, you know, it doesn't set well with them. People have tumors, migraines. So all of these things can be brought on by too much distress. Even diabetes, and people think, oh well, you know, no, it's, you know, it's chemical imbalance, or it's something, my dad had diabetes, my mom had diabetes. And if you just check your stress levels, you exercise and, you know, follow a better diet, and some of the types of diabetes can actually be controlled through that. And so we've got eustress, negative stress, distress, and then the last one, which is actually a stress and people wouldn't think of it, is well-being. And what well-being is, the total interplay of all of that. It's the times when you're at your best and your peak and you've got eustress. It's the not-so-good times when you have some negative stress, and it's occasional when you have distress. But it's everything that kind of wraps around itself, and you have a good balance. You're not in too much distress. You're not in too much eustress. My godfather was a man who had a massive heart attack. And he used to be in distress all the time, and that's what actually gave him a massive heart attack. And the doctor told him if he wanted to live, he couldn't even get excited watching a ball game. And so he learned how to watch a ball game and not get excited. And he lived for an extra 10 years after he had this massive heart attack, and they didn't think he was going to live. But I bring that up because just watching something that would be enjoyable to him, like watching his son play ball, he couldn't get excited about that. Even though that's eustress and that's euphoric, he couldn't get excited because too much of it would actually cause him to end his life. So we want to have a well-being. We want to have a well mix of all of those. So those are the four kinds of stress that there are.
Wow, that's I never thought about that. I've actually heard of, you know, people that can't have any excitement, but, you know, you really personalized it because it was somebody that you knew. That's huge. I mean, literally, I really hadn't thought about it. So how can we live, well, we can't live without stress, but how can we live with, I guess, having better ways of handling the stresses in our lives?
Well, what you need to do, we each need to listen to our bodies. Our body gives us cues and lets us know when we are going into stress, when we're going into negative stress. So some people, their hands get sweaty. Other people, their temples throb. Some people get shortness of breath. Other people, their hearts race. And so you have to think back. If you're in a great state of well-being right now, you want to think back, when was the last time I was stressed? Or, you know, what was going on? What was my body telling me? Or going forward, when you all of a sudden recognize, wait a minute, I'm starting to stress out a little, think about what your body is telling you. Listen to your body, because our bodies are magnificent things. And they will talk to us and let us know when things are going on. And so if you can recognize and start to pinpoint what particular cues and what particular symptoms your body gives you to tell you that you're under stress, then you can say, okay, I know when my hands start to get sweaty and it might be 20 degrees outside, something is going on. I need to check, basically I call it taking your own temperature. Let me check and see, how am I doing? What am I feeling right now? And then once you're able to pinpoint those 2, 3, 4 cues that, your body lets you know, the way you reduce stress is you figure out, what makes me happy? What brings me joy? What helps me just breathe and let it out? For some people, it could be listening to jazz. Other people, listening to gospel. Some people like to go for a walk in the park. Other people like to go to a pet store. Find the things that speak to you. It could be exercising. It could be dancing. There's so many different things. Talking to a friend, that one person who no matter what's going on, they're going to make you laugh just because the things that they say or the way they say it, they just always deliver it in a funny way. Have that person on speed dial. Go to, I think it's www.jokeoftheday.com, and they've got some really great jokes on there. But find out what things will reduce those triggers in you. And if you can do that, if you can, you can combat, okay, I've got these symptoms, what's going on right now? And you have to have a few different items in your bag of tricks to help you reduce your stress, because you're not always able to just go to walk in the park, you're not always able to just pull up the joke of the day. You could be in the middle of a business meeting. You could be at the hospital with someone who's sick. And so you have to have a variety of tools in your bag that you can pull from, so that you can combat whatever is going on with you. And so when you figure out again what those symptoms are that lets you know that you're in stress, negative stress, or that you're in distress, and you've got those tools in your bag, then you can say, okay, I'm going through this right now, and I can't always, I just can't walk out of this business meeting right now. But this person is really pushing my buttons. So what do I do? How can I manage this right now? For some people, it's counting to 10. Other people, it's deep breathing. Some people take kind of a mental holiday. They think about the last place they were that was just really made them feel great and comfortable. And they just kind of put themselves in that place. And the thing is, people say practice makes perfect. Well, practice doesn't make perfect. It makes it permanent. So the more you practice recognizing the cues, the more you practice de-stressing and finding those things that help relieve your stress, the easier it will become to do that. And then, people think about anger, and I've heard people say, I just get so angry so quickly, I don't even know what's coming, it just overtakes me. And that is not quite true, because we are thinkers. We are thinkers, and then we are reactors. And so if we are, and you think, our thoughts fly faster than the speed of light. So if someone steps on your toe for the 100th time, you know that it's going to cause pain. You know that it's going to dirty your shoes or scuff up your shoes. You know that you don't like it. So it's not even a conscious thought that this person stepped on your foot again, but it's an automatic response. So what you would have to do is recognize, okay, here this person comes. I know they don't have good depth perception, apparently, because they always keep walking too close to me. What am I going to do? Am I going to move out of the way? Am I going to take a seat? Am I going to put my feet under my chair? What am I going to do so that they don't step on my feet? And the more you practice these things, and, we know the people who are going to push our buttons. We have them in our families. We have them on our jobs. We have them in the community. Some people have negative experience with the police officers, and so when they see a police officer, even if the police officer is just there directing traffic, they're automatically upset for whatever reason. And this particular police officer may not have done something, but what if my negative response, my automatic negative response to this police officer based on prior negative experience, you know, that the police officer wants to, you know, say, hey, ma'am, you need to go this way. And, you know, I flip off at the mouth with him or I have an attitude, and he doesn't particularly like that. And so that might cause an altercation, one of which I don't necessarily want to be in. So I need to know what my triggers are. So it really is all about knowing yourself. And what can I do to combat this stress? If I know I've got a family reunion coming up and I know that granddaddy is always going to say, you know, when are you, my hair is short. If people haven't seen the picture on the blog talk site, my hair is short. So if he's going to say, when are you going to grow your hair? When are you going to let your hair grow? And if it just annoys me, well, this is my grandfather. I can't get annoyed with him and be respectful. So I have to just be prepared knowing he's going to say something. And just say, well, you know what, one day I will. I'll have a retort for it. I'll have something to say that will be respectful, but it will get me out of the conversation. And so it is all about knowing yourself and being prepared for whatever situations may come. And one of the things that a lot of people don't recognize, when you are severely stressed and it literally feels like there's just the weight on your shoulders. I used to tell my daughters, it feels like, you know, you've got a monkey on your back. And once you feel that way, you have to be able to combat that, because we can't always separate ourselves from, again, the situations that we're in. If you know that your boss knows what to say and knows what buttons to push, then, you know, you can't run off at the mouth. You can't give them an attitude or anything like that, because this is your job. And so knowing how to combat that, knowing how to effectively act and effectively communicate, that will save your job. When you are with clients, when you are in a parent-teacher conference, when you are in the community and you need to have something from you need to get something from a store owner, you have to watch your attitude. You have to watch your stress level and what's going on with you, because that is the way it positively affects your bottom line. You cannot be in a discussion, in a discourse, in an argument, and you are not in control, and you can only control you. So if you are all stressed, and as people say, if you're all in your feelings, you can't effectively have a conversation and get across what you need to get across. So that's how it affects your bottom line. You have to know where you stand and where you are so that you can keep your focus. And that's the key, to keep your focus, to keep your calm. That doesn't mean that you don't ever get upset. It doesn't mean that, you know, you let some offenses slide by you, but you approach it with a more effective, a more tactful, a more communicative response, so that it makes sense. And so that's what we really want to do. We want to be able to stand up for ourselves. We want to be able to stand in our own feelings, and we want to be able to communicate what we need to communicate without going over the top, and next thing you know, you've got a situation that you weren't prepared for because you were just so out of control because you were so emotional and so stressed out.
Wow, outstanding. And ladies and gentlemen, you may not know this, but Ms. Lisa Tillman Page also has a certified continuing education program, and I know that one of the certifiers for her program was Temple University, which is a huge endorsement, and congratulations on getting your program not only certified, but I believe it's even certified for medical professionals, if I remember correctly. Is that correct?
Well, it's certified for licensed therapists, for family and marriage therapists, for social workers, and for licensed counselors. So thank you for that. Thank you for that.
Outstanding. Outstanding. I know that I believe the name of the program is Living Language, Love, Speaking, Being, and Doing, and that's part of your curriculum. Is that correct?
Yes, that is it.
That is definitely a part of the curriculum.
Well, Lisa, before you go more into depth, you've explained to us that there's all different types of stress, and you've given us a few of the tips on how to handle it and realizing when we're in that situation. But before we go on any further, could you tell everybody how they can get in touch with you if they want to learn more or get your services or, you know, all of the above?
Well, gladly. I can be found. My email address is Lisa, P as in Paige, at D as in David, T as in Tom, PageConsulting.com. Lisa P at dtpageconsulting.com. That is my email address. My website is simply www.dtpageconsulting.com. I'm also on Facebook at dtpageconsulting, or you can give us a call at 678-871-6506. And I welcome, as you say, you know, we are based in Atlanta, but we travel all over. We've actually done some things in Puerto Rico as well, so we've got some international under our belt as well. So,
outstanding. Well, you know, when we all grow up, we want to be like you. Plus, you have an event coming up soon, I believe, in the Pennsylvania area, which is, again, congratulations.
Thank you. Yes, we do at Temple University on April 25th and 26th. The Living Language and Love curriculum is a day and a half training, and so we're going to be conducting that on Friday, the 25th, all day, and then half day on Saturday. And you all can go to the website, www.dtpageconsulting.com, and put your information there to register for that. So we're really excited about this. It's actually going to be at the Harrisburg Temple location, so on Strawberry Square. So we're very, very excited about that.
Very cool. Actually, my niece, Kai, this is her last year. She'll be graduating from Temple, so I need to share it with her. So anyway, continue and tell us a little bit more about this 20 years of experience and how you're able to take that and help us become better handling stress, communication, and all of the above?
Well, everybody has their own thing. They have their thing that speaks to them. They have their thing that they do well. And this is my thing. My thing is helping people to live their most authentic lives. And what that means is for you to be true to yourself. It doesn't mean you always get it right, but it means you recognize when, I could have done that a little bit differently, or I really want to go down this path. And so you're able to adjust and readjust yourself. And so what we do at DT Page Consulting is we listen to where people are. So for the personal and professional mentor coaching, if someone wants to take their life to a different level, if they say, you know, right now I just feel kind of stuck. I'm not sure what I want to do. I'm not sure if I want to stay in this particular city. I just not quite sure. Something is telling me to move, but I'm not quite sure what I want to do. Then what we do is we listen to them and we start to vision what it is they would like to see in their lives. And then we set some goals, and we have a pretty lengthy questionnaire that they fill out that kind of helps determine what areas we want to work on. And then we set out a plan to work with them somewhere between a month and 4 months or a month to 6 months. We work with them on different activities to help them realize their goals, and we check in on a biweekly basis. If people want to take their career to the next level, we also do a visionary coaching activity with them as well to figure out what it is they want to do and to pinpoint how they can do it. As far as the group sessions that we do small groups, sizes 15 to 30, and large groups 30 to 30,000. We've spoken at conferences, keynoted at different presentations, banquets, a variety of places. And on the website, it will tell you the different topics that we speak about. But what it is, if a corporation calls or an organization calls and they, you know, they're having some issues with teamwork, then we'll come out and we'll do something specifically geared towards them. I spend some time speaking with the person who contacts me to find out exactly what it is they need and want for their organization. Everything that we do is tailored specifically to either the individual or the group. And so as far as the the project development. I've had people who called and they want to have an after-school program, but they have no idea how to format it, how to put it together so that everything works. And so they'll give me their idea and tell me what it is they want to do. And after spending some time, I sit down and I chart out, okay, these are the activities you want to do. These are the time frames. These are the staffing patterns. This is how you do it for the different age groups. And so with that, a lot of times it ends up going into document development because maybe they don't have a curriculum in place, and so I help put their curriculum in place, or they need the enrollment forms or evaluations. And so, we do a variety of things to help people make their visions and their dreams come true. So, we do our part. We definitely do our part, and it is definitely a collaboration between myself, my colleagues, and the client that we're helping.
Wow. That's a lot of stuff, and on occasion I actually get to talk to you. So, ladies and gentlemen, she also deals with the mentally handicapped, as in me. Wow, that is a beautiful thing. And ladies and gentlemen, Lisa also, she works with men's groups and other things like that. So for some of you guys that know that you and some of your buddies could use some assistance, single fathers, things along that nature, she also has done quite a bit of organizing for organizations that strive on that and has been a speaker at many of those events. So again, Lisa's the real deal, the true package. All of the above, and we're honored to have her on the show, and you should be honored, all jokes aside, that she's blessing you with some of her time, her energy, and her wisdom, because we all need help. Nobody knows it all, so we need to reach out and find what we need to find from people that can help us. Stop going to your neighbor that don't know jack about jack and trying to get help from them, because they're probably steering you down the wrong road. As we get lost in the Alice in Wonderland, we get lost in the rabbit hole. So, Lisa, what else would you like to share with us before we close? Because I'll be honest, I could probably spend a half an hour just going through your overall accolades and all of that stuff, because you definitely have done a lot of things in the field of your passion, which is huge.
Well, first I'd like to thank you again for allowing me to be on the show and having this conversation. It is definitely something that I am passionate about. I was speaking with someone and they said, well, what age groups do you do stress and anger management with? And I said, well, to be honest with you, I've done stress and anger management with two-year-olds because two-year-olds are stressed out. It just comes out in a different way. They bite, they hit, they scream because they don't have the language. And their sense of stress comes from things most oftentimes in the household. Parents are stressed out. We're living in such a fast-paced time, and we don't take time to just be. We don't take time to be present in the moment with ourselves, with our family, with our colleagues. And mm-hmm. That's what I would like to encourage people to do, is just take time for you. People say, it's selfish. When I used to work at another agency, I would schedule a doctor's appointment, and it would either be to go to the spa, to get a massage, or just to do nothing. I'd take myself to lunch, or I'd go window shopping, or just go real shopping. But I would schedule that because that was a mental health time for me. When I knew that I felt the monkey on my back, you know what, I have to schedule this time for me. And it's very important that we do that, because there's the old saying, if mama's not right, nobody in the house is right. Well, if she's not happy, nobody else is happy. People know when you are not right. People know when you're a little off center, a little off kilter, when you're cranky. I tell my daughter I'm cranky, I need a nap. And we need to recognize it in ourselves. No one is happy all the time. You can be in a state of peace and contentment all the time, but no one is happy all the time. And it's okay. It's okay to have those unhappy moments. But what we want to do is we want to figure out what's going on that we're not happy, what's going on that we're in a state of chaos, and what can we do to slowly work our way out of it or to move out of it altogether. And so that is taking time for yourself. And so I just want to encourage everyone to do that. Take time for yourself, 5-10 minutes a day, an hour a week. Find some time just to breathe, just to be with yourself. And nobody has to know. It's just you, and it's okay.
Well, that's huge. That's really huge. And I know you're, again, ladies and gentlemen, Ms. Lisa Tillman Page has a wealth of knowledge, a wealth of experience. She has certification and certificates and, of course, her overall education. Familyhood practitioner, healthy relationships educator, strength-based family worker, instructor, parent services and project master trainer, you know, get yourself ready to read certified trainer. She's an ATOD, which is alcohol, tobacco, and other drugs prevention professional, up to, I believe it's what, level six?
Four.
I'm sorry. You're six to me. If it's one to seven, you're six to me. There you go.
Okay.
Not a problem. She also has skills in love languages, staff development, anger management, vision coaching, effective communications, workshops for facilitations and public speaking, stress reduction and management, family center environments. Again,
Lisa.
The father. Huh?
I'm just Lisa. Well, I'm just Lisa with passion.
Oh, okay. Fatherhood and male enhancement programs, or excuse me, engagement programs. Sorry, Lisa, I didn't mean to make you a medical doctor. Editing and writing materials, document development, again, alcohol, tobacco, and other drugs prevention, program developments, evaluation, family engagement, parent involvement, and a lot of people need that parent involvement. And she's presently working on her PhD. And again, humanly, everything humanly possible she will do to try to help you, and of course legal and ethical, to help you to meet your goals and become the person that you want to be. So Lisa, just one more time, could you give us your closing words and how to get in touch with you, and we will wrap it up.
Okay, you can go to my website, www.dtpageconsulting.com. That's the quickest and easiest way to get in touch with me, and I just want to encourage everyone to take time for yourself because you're worth it.
Outstanding. Well, thank you again very much. Huge pat on the back, and if I had flowers, I'd be handing them to you now because you definitely got the gold star and the award for giving us some powerful information. Thank you very much, and you have a great day.
You do the same, Sari.
I will do my best. All right, again, ladies and gentlemen, that was Miss Lisa Tillman Page, and she is the founder and president and lead trainer at DT Page. They are actually located in Atlanta, but she travels. Ladies and gentlemen, we all need help. Let's get out there and do what we need to do. And her contact information is also on the site. But one more time, their website is www.dt, so D as in Tango, D as in Delta, T as in Tango, Page Consulting. So ladies and gentlemen, .com. Have a great day, a wonderful life, and as always, we on the Zurian Show wish you much and great success. Take care.